Hey guys, and welcome back to my channel, Stories in the Dark. Today we're going to be talking about Jane Marie Prichard. A couple from Perth Amboy, New Jersey, planned on an autumn camping trip to Delaware's Blackbird State Forest, a few miles south of Middletown, arriving on a balmy Saturday afternoon with light breeze. After picking a spot to set up their tent, the couple decided to take a walk. Instead of relaxing stroll amid the tall trees and trails, what the couple found sent them scrambling to call police. About 20 feet from a trail, they discovered the partially clothed body of Jane Marie Prichard, killed by a shotgun blast to the back. She was only 28. That was in 1986. Her murder today still remains unsolved. But the Newcastle County Police Department's new two-man cold case unit aims to change that. Here is the first case detective, Thomas Orzechowski, and civilian employee Glenn L. Davis, who retired from the force as a senior surgeon, selected to tackle. From childhood, his late sister was always an outdoor person, said Keith Prichard, 59, of Calvert County in southern Maryland. Their parents, Audrey and Walter, still live in the same house on the same 38-acre farm out in the country near Barnesville, Maryland, where she grew up with a love of horses and nature. Jean Marie was especially close with Keith, 3 years her elder, but also close with older brother Greg and younger sister Beth. She was adventurous and independent, her brother recalled, taking a cross-country drive by herself after college in her beloved 1966 Datsun 2000, still kept by the family. She also shared her mother's knack with plants. She was working at Brookside Gardens, a prominent botanical garden in Montgomery County, Maryland, as she pursued her master's degree in botany and University of Maryland's college campus. She was living in Clarksburg, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C. Her studies, which had brought her to Blackbird State Forest many times over 3 years for research, focused on a summer vine known as hog peanut or ground bean, a native plant with edible seeds both above and below ground. On September 19th, 1986, she drove a blue and white Chevrolet Blazer loaded with her research equipment to the home of a friend in Louise, leaving early the next morning to head out for the forest. Arriving about 7 a.m., she parked along an access road just south of Blackbird State Forest Road and set up equipment that stretched from behind the truck about 30 yards into the woods. She was interested in the phenomenon of how the plant leaves turn toward the sun. She was gathering the last data she needed for her thesis, with the degree expected to follow within months. Her minute-by-minute recording of data ended abruptly, shortly before 10 a.m. A man called police the Monday after Prichard's body was found, saying he had seen her when he was hunting squirrels in the forest the morning she died. He had seen another hunter near her, describing him as working with a sketch artist to develop a drawing of the man released to the press and printed on flyers. Many hunters were in the forest that day, but investigators quickly ruled out an accidental shooting. Autopsy determined Prichard bled to death from shotgun wounds on her left shoulder and neck. Her death was a homicide. Police interviewed nearly 300 people, and DuPont Co. technicians conducted a detailed analysis of the shotgun pellets that struck Prichard, but came up empty. The area around Pritchard's research station in the forest was roped off, cleared, and examined for days. Investigators used metal detectors and sifted soil through scenes. They sent some undisclosed pieces of evidence to the FBI in Washington. Police interviewed the squirrel hunter, a man in his late 20s who lived near Newark and worked as a janitor at a pharmaceutical company in that area. Twice more and grew suspicions of what they called some coincidences in what he had said. Early that October, police charged him with the first-degree murder and possession of a deadly weapon during commission of a felony. He was held without bail. One piece of evidence, a hair, found by investigators scouring the crime scene, raised their hopes because of new scientific developments. DNA testing was brand new then, Orchowick said. Detective James Hendrick flew with the tiny precious cargo to California because back in 1986, there was only the one lab doing DNA at the time, he said. After a search warrant was executed at the squirrel hunting janitor's home, police were betting their murder case on the California lab matching the hair from the crime scene to him. This was one of the first cases using DNA. Scientists, however, found no match. In 1987, charges were dropped against the one and only suspect. Police, who by then had conducted more than 300 interviews in case, appealed for tips, explored any new ones that trickled in, but ultimately got nowhere. Over months that followed, all leads dried up or dead-ended, so police working with the case had to move on to other crimes, and the killing of Jean Marie Pritchard moved on to the cold case. In October 2014, Newcastle County Police Sheriff Elmer M. Setting announced the creation of a new cold case homicide squad. The cold case unit was created to solidify our vigilance in identifying and arresting those who commit murder in Newcastle County, regardless of when the crime occurred, Setting said recently. A seasoned investigator with a fresh set of eyes and the use of modern technology may be able to help solve these heinous crimes and bring home closure to the families of the victims, he said. With one full-time detective and a small support staff, the squad will be charged with scouring old case files for leads or identifying those that may be solved through technological advances not available when the crimes occurred. County police jurisdiction has 40 to 50 such unsolved homicides dating as far back as 1971. Earlier, such cases were reviewed by detectives along with the active investigations. The idea of a special unit to focus on a cold case homicides by definition cases involving suspicious deaths with no known suspects and all leads exhausted had circulated in the police department for many years before Setting decided to make it a reality. The victims and their families are never forgotten, Setting said. We will forever keep working to bring those to justice who have committed these crimes and devastated so many lives. A detective for almost 9 years, Orskwitzki has a longtime officer working major crime, active home invasions, rapes, and robberies. When he was approached about the cold case homicide unit, I was honored, he said, and immediately accepted the assignment. Setting turned to a familiar face to offer the unit civilian support staff position. Davis had retired after 20 years of the force, including major crimes and detective work. He'd also racked up another 20-year career running his family business started by his grandmother, 4 acres trailer sales in Staten. He retired from that in March 2014, with his sister now running the business. When Setting, who knew about his restlessness in his second try at retirement, offered Davis the cold case job, he was thrilled. Setting and Davis knew each other well through a unique law enforcement relationship. He was my rookie, Davis said with a smile. I broke him in when he came out of the academy. Davis, too, said it was an honor to be asked. Part of what makes the new job exciting for Davis in the changing times. When I retired, he said, computers were just coming in and DNA testing was out there, but it was still in its infancy. The thing that ruled out the squirrel hunter as a suspect was the same thing that led the Pritchard killing being selected as a cold case unit's first case, DNA. Davis and Ortwist both pored over the contents of cardboard case boxes on shelves in a secured storage area. Both thought evidence collected nearly three decades ago in the Pritchard investigation had new potential. There's a lot of evidence that is capable of producing DNA. They contacted the Pritchard family. They were happy to hear we didn't give up on the case and it's still being investigated. After they called, Keith Pritchard said, I thought it was just outstanding. I was flabbergasted. But Keith Pritchard said the police contact was difficult because after his sister's death certainly had left scars. Hearing them talk about her slaying, he said, it felt like it was just yesterday. The conversation stirred pleasant memories, too, of a plaque placed in her memory at the Botanical Gardens where she worked and her professor finishing her thesis for her master's degree. His brother Greg was skeptical, he said. After reading about heartless scams targeting victims' families after 9/11, he said Greg thought the call might have been bogus. For someone looking to take advantage of the family, somehow profit from its enduring grief. Keith, who works running his father's nearly 50-year large format store graphics business, worries about the stress of the renewed investigation on his parents, especially his mother, whom he described as very emotional. He worries about getting her hopes raised. He's interested to see what new investigation, state-of-the-art DNA testing can draw from old evidence. Several items have been sent to disclosed laboratories for such testing, declining to reveal any details. He and Davis continued to study the files, talk to Hendricks and others initially involved in the case, look for new ways to get at what happened. They haven't had yet any big news or big breaks, but you never know. Over time, he said, the killer may have said something to someone or maybe a person who knows about it may have gotten divorced from a spouse whose secret was kept by silence, making him or her willing to talk now. Setting called what happened to Jane Marie Pritchard tragic, adding, it is our hope that the reexamination of the evidence obtained from the case can help identify and arrest the person responsible for her murder. Orchowitzky and David continue their work, both acknowledged hoping DNA can provide the break that solves Pritchard murder. That could come soon, Orchowitzky said. We're expecting results any day. And that's the case of Marie. Of Jane Marie Pritchard's. I don't know what to say about this case. The unsolved case is really hit because there's someone's kid too. There's somebody. They were somebody and they need to be found and or need to be their killers or killer or whoever harmed them. They need justice. They deserve that at least. Anyway, that's the case on Jane Marie Pritchard.